I think about Tranmere at least every hour. I mean, I've got the logo on my mobile phone, so every time I see it, I get a text message or a call, I see Tranmere. I think about Tranmere a lot more than anything else, I'd say. They're that important to me.
All my family ancestry, from what I can find out, is from the East End. So everything that's come out of there, they've all been West Ham fans. I've sort of gone on a peak. It didn't mean anything to me, and then when I got into my mid-teens, it meant everything to me. I still have to look at the results as soon as they come in. If I'm in town, I haven't got any way of finding out. I have to find a Dixon's.
I think it's a big part of my life. It's quite interesting. My brother's in Japan at the minute, and one of the things he tells me that he misses most is Tranmere, and he says it sounds stupid, but it's true. It just gives you a sense of identity, a sense of where you come from, and it gives you something to be passionate about no matter what else is going on in your life. I always know Tranmere will be there.
If they win, then it's great. If they lose, I'm gutted, but not for as long as I used to be. I get over it a little bit quicker now. The other week, West Ham were playing in the FA Cup in a replay against Sheffield United, and we lost. My girlfriend had left me at full time. It went to extra time, and I went back to hers afterwards and sat in the lounge, head in hands, tears rolling down my face. She came in to me and said, you're going to come in? Like, have you finished being upset? She went, don't worry, it's only a game. The words I didn't even know existed in the English language came out, and she didn't speak to me for an hour, which suited me fine because I just wanted to wallow in my own misery.
When we lose, that's a terrible weekend for me. I mean, we lost the other day and I'm not happy at the moment because I think the season could be going downhill. But it's nice to have an exciting life, to have a roller coaster life instead of not caring about anything. It's nice to be passionate about something.
As soon as the results are in and you've had a day to get over and you start looking forward to the next match and believing again that they're actually going to turn it around the next game, because you end up listening to what the manager says, oh, that result's never going to happen again, definitely not going to play like that again. And you think, yeah, of course they're not, I believe them, definitely. And they let you down again, but fair enough.
Well, to support Tranmere, you need to be able to say Super White Army in one syllable. So it's got to be Super White Army, Super White Army. Super Army, and you say that about 1,000 times until you can't talk anymore. Then you say it a bit more, and hopefully by that stage we've won. You've got to be passionate. You've got to know that you're not a Scouser. You're from the Wirral, you're from Merseyside, but not a Scouser. We always remind the away fans of that. You need to wear the white shirt, everything white really, no red and no blue, definitely not.
If you went along to West Ham and you didn't know the Bubbles, you'd just feel left out. You have to know the song Bubbles to get involved in the atmosphere.
Fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade.
Best football moment was West Ham first round of the UEFA Cup. We hadn't been in Europe for about 15 years. We just won the Intertoto Cup, and it was the first round. And Upton Park, West Ham's home ground, was just buzzing. It was electric, and everyone knew what a moment it was for the team to be stepping out against. It was rubbish European opposition, but it was European opposition on Upton Park, and just everyone, you got tingles on the back of your neck just because everyone was singing Bubbles. There was 26,000, which isn't a lot in today's terms, but that many people chanting West Ham and singing Bubbles and stuff was really exciting. We got kicked out in the next round, but that's what I mean by being West Ham supporter. We brilliant sensation of being in the UEFA Cup. And it doesn't last for more than about two or three games. So,
yeah, I think because I've been into football from an early age, that's definitely the reason why I'm so passionate, because it's meant so much for so long. We've been fighting for this since 1992 for my first game, and that's why it means so much to me. That's quite interesting with my dad. One of the only things that we seem to talk about is Tranmere. There's not a lot else going on there. I don't know, it's a bit of a strange relationship, but it's always something we've got in common. I can always ask him, also, how was the Tranmere game? And he'll tell me, and then that gives us a conversation on a Sunday afternoon. There's another chant, because we don't want people to think that we're Scousers. So we sing, don't be mistaken and don't be misled. We're not Scousers, we're from Birkenhead. You can keep your cathedrals and keep your pierhead. We support Tranmere, and that's Birkenhead.